This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of supporters of Turkey's Tayyip Erdogan began celebrating in Ankara and Istanbul as the president seemed headed for a victory in the presidential election runoff on Sunday. Hundreds of supporters first filed into the presidential palace when authorities opened the gates soon after Turkey's high election board said he was in the lead. His home in Istanbul was lit up with celebratory flares and cheers as his supporters gathered to dance and wave flags. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday praised his country's air defense forces after the capital, Kyiv, saw the largest drone attack since the beginning of the Russian invasion. The latest drone attack came as Russia has intensified aerial strikes on the capital this month and warned the West against escalating the conflict after the United States agreed to greenlight F-16 deliveries. Ukraine said the overnight attack in Kyiv was the largest of the invasion, with around 40 out of more than 50 drones targeting the capital. A deal on the U.S. debt ceiling has come with just days to spare before a potential first-ever government default. Now President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy must finalize their agreement in principle and try to round up enough Republican and Democratic votes to pass the measure quickly.
Yes.
Biden also said at the White House on Sunday, quote, I think we're in good shape. The compromise announced late Saturday risks angering some Democratic and Republican lawmakers as they begin to unpack the concessions that include spending cuts. McCarthy and Biden are expected to put the finishing touches on the agreement and release the final legislative text. This is VOA News.